This is 89.1 WEMU, David Fair, and on the other end of the WEMU phone line is the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater Foundation. Russ Collins is my co-host for Cinema Chat, and Russ, the movies are coming back.
Yeah, the movies are coming back. They're making a big deal out of it in California, where many movies originate. A couple weeks ago, they had a thing called The Big Screen is Back. And there was a big announcement about the movie exhibitor conference called CinemaCon, which is going to take place in late August. Usually it's in March or April, but they moved it back because of the pandemic. But Arnold Schwarzenegger opened the Big Screen is Back program with a straightforward story about how his career was made by the movies. There was a huge collaboration between 13 different distributors, the National Association of Theater Owner, the otherwise known as NATO, the Motion Picture Association, various talent agencies as well. John M. Chu and Lin-Manuel Miranda, the director and writer of In the Heights, launched the show with the first 8 minutes of their film. In the Heights is going to premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival on June the 9th. They have 8 sold-out shows already that are being screened all over New York City. And then on the 10th of June, you can see it at the Michigan Theater, where we're going to do some preview screenings.
Can you imagine how frustrated those people are who saw 8 minutes of the film and then had to stop?
That's right. It's true. And it's got a dynamite opening by all accounts. So we'll look forward to that. In the Heights opens nationally on the 11th, but you get to see it a day early at the Michigan Theater. You can sign up for tickets right now on the Michigan Theater website. J.J. Abrams, the renowned director, showed a brief short about Miss Kitty, an 86-year-old veteran of a West Village movie theater. That was a very touching and heartwarming short film. And he commented that with TV, the relationship is as a parent, and the movie is the child, or the TV is the child, because it's in your home and you control it. But a movie is more like a parent speaking to a child. And J.J. Abrams' notion is that it's awfully nice every once in a while to be a child again and overwhelmed by the wonder of life. And
that's kind of a neat way of putting
it. Indeed is the case. Yeah, absolutely. So go to a movie theater and get that wonder of life. Marvel's president, Kevin Feige, says there's no bones about it. Marvel movies are made for the big screen, and that's what they intended to do.
Maybe I'll see one movie, one day.
That's right. Well, we know Michael Jewett well. They are very, very popular pieces. There's bigger stuff that wasn't part of this, the new James Bond film and the new version of Dune, which are going to be big. And there's a whole cinema week being planned for June 22nd across the nation, across the world. So a lot to look forward to. The Edward Wright, who made this really cool documentary that we're going to show in a couple weeks called The Spark Brothers, about these very odd but cutting-edge musicians. This same director, Edgar Wright, also did another movie that's being released in October called Last Night in Soho. But he said, movies make us cry and laugh and feel emotions, and they have the power to heal us and bring us back together again. And I think that that is absolutely true. So we look forward to seeing everybody back in the movies. People are coming back more and more, which is a good thing.
And so In the Heights, tickets are on sale now for that June 10th presentation at the Michigan Theater. Selling well to this point?
Yes, absolutely. That's a week from today. So mark your calendar. We're gonna continue the run after that. We're going to be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Michigan Theater. The state will be open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week. This week, we're going to be open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so you can go check that out.
And after July 1st, are you going to fully reopen?
We will be opening more and more as the audience demands it, absolutely. We do suggest that people wear masks, just because there's some people that are still really anxious, and we want to embrace that anxiousness. I want to tell you, you're going to be very safe at the Michigan Theater between our ventilation system, between the social distancing that we're still doing at the theaters. You're going to be very safe. And there's really wonderfully compelling stuff that's being shown. This weekend, we've got some summer classics, Hidden Figures, Blade Runner, and The Sound of Music. Hidden Figures and Blade Runner will be played on Saturday, and The Sound of Music on Sunday. You can check that out. We're opening a film that's opening nationwide at the state of Michigan. It's also playing at Cinemark and the Imagine Theater in Saline. It's The Conjuring. The name of this particular Conjuring movie is The Devil Made Me Do It.
There's been a couple in the series, right?
Yeah, this is the third one in the series, absolutely. We're also continuing A Quiet Place, which was a big hit last week at the commercial movie theaters. And we're also continuing three really great films, in my opinion. The Dry, which is an Australian thriller and mystery film, which I liked a lot. Dream Horse, which is a real audience favorite about a town that decides they're going to back a racehorse. And it turns out to be a wonderful community project with a fair amount of success. And The Truffle Hunters, which just keeps hanging on because people like to go see it. It's about these Italian guys and their dogs who hunt for white truffles in the Piedmont area of Italy.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat with Russ Collins. And again, The Truffle Hunters has proven very popular, and you never know how long it's going to be there, so don't miss your opportunity to see it. And as we continue, I want to go back for just a moment and talk a little bit more about The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. That was an excuse I frequently used with my parents as a young person, and I'm wondering if this is a relatable story.
It is. So, you know, there's a whole Conjuring universe that's been created. It's quite a cult thing. But this film has gotten very strong reviews. It was directed by Michael Chavez, who did The Curse of La Llorona. It previously had been directed by James Wan, who is one of the producers and writers on this particular film. And it's loosely based on these two paranormal experts that go into places, Ed and Lorraine Warren. In this particular case, this story is based on a court case that took place in 1981 in Connecticut. It was a murder trial of Arnie Cheyenne Johnson, who claimed literally that the devil made him do it. And in the trailer, he says, well, every court proceeding you swear on the Bible, acknowledging God, it's time that the courts acknowledge the devil. And so he literally claims that he lost consciousness, created this murder, and the murder was essentially directed by Satan. So it's an interesting piece. It certainly is a thriller. You want to get to the bottom of it.
It'd be tough to be that guy's defense attorney.
Yeah, exactly. And the Conjuring series is really quite compelling. And then the reviews are good on this. So The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, opens on Friday at your favorite theater. And we hope that the state of Michigan or your favorite theater will be playing at the state. A Quiet Place was quite a hit last weekend.
Didn't it break some records, pandemic records?
It did. And it's a little subdued in that, you know, there's social distancing that's going on in all the theaters here in Michigan. But we sold out several of the screenings that we did.
That's
now,
great.
You know, it was 45 people in a theater of 130. you didn't feel shoehorned in there at all. But John Krasinski directed it. Emily Blunt stars in it. Millicent Simmons and Noah Jupe, who were in the original film. But Cillian Murphy and Jamon Hassou are also in this film, and they're very, very well reviewed. So this film was put off from 2020. It literally premiered at a film festival right before the pandemic, and it has been put off now for 14 months. So really glad that it's here. Really great stuff. I want to talk about the classic films that we're doing. We've got the Blade Runner, which is the final edit version of it. There's been several versions of it, but this was the studio's final edit version, and that's going to be playing on June the 5th. Hidden Figures, which is this inspirational film about African-American women who were a key part of the early space program. And before there were digital computers, the computers were these math geniuses that figured out what needed to happen.
I got to the end of that movie and thought, I got to the end of that movie and I thought, why wasn't I taught this in school? We need to know about this.
Exactly. It's an inspirational story on so many levels. And then, everybody's favorite movie, The Sound of Music, is playing on Sunday as a matinee performance, so go check that out. And if you haven't gotten your tickets to In the Heights, get your tickets. It's selling really quickly. We're doing it in the Michigan Theater, so it's going to be a grand old movie in a grand old theater, and I think you're going to love it.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for again joining us for Cinema Chat. It is an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
From Hollywood.